You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Clearfield. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In July, we stopped at the Clearfield County Historical Society's William B. Alexander Research Center. Today, Merle Dunlap talks with his friend David Campalong about their shared experience coaching Little League teams in Clearfield.
We had an all-star team one year, and we had this 11-year-old, and he'd get himself in so much trouble, and he knew that he had to run around the field. And at that time, we moved from our Little League field, which was a lot smaller field, we moved to the Senior League field. And so he had to run around the outside of the Senior League field and not the Little League field. And so he ran that a couple times. Then one time he came in and he said, you know, I don't think I want to do this anymore. What do you mean you don't want to do this? Well, I think I want to quit. Well, why would you quit? Well, I can't goof off like I usually can when I was on the other teams. I said, no, you're an all-star now. Well, he said, I'll try. And we never let the kid alone. I mean, we worked with him, anything just to keep him busy. And once we kept him busy, he was good. We never had a bit of trouble. He went to IUP, and he ended up going there on a football scholarship, which was good. He played a little baseball there, but he came back, and the kid had so much respect for the coaches and myself because of what we did for him. We made him a better person by doing this.
Yeah, a lot of guys just let them go. Yeah.
Yes, but we saw the potential in the boy, and yeah, he was rambunctious, but he was a fun kid to be around.
Oh, I have one where the boy, he wasn't coming to practice on time. And of course, if you didn't come to practice on time, I made you run. So this boy, his boy's mother came to me and says, if you keep picking on him, making him run, he might quit. I didn't know what I was going to do. And the boy came late the next night. And I said to him, come on, you got to run with me. I was late too. So I ran to the outhouse and back with the boy. Well, you could tell the difference in the kid already because he knew I wasn't picking on him if I had to run. So the next night we had practice, he was there on time. And, you know, the kid turned out to be a heck of a ball player.
That was the amazing part, is what the kids would learn.
Oh, yeah. They learn by losing. And I remember telling my son, you learn by your mistakes. And, of course, he said, well, I'll make a few more of that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, there's coaches down there today that could tell you what their – how many games they won, how many games they lost, how many league championships they have. I couldn't tell you any of that. I never played it for that. I played for a kid to learn. I figure if I had someone that came to me and didn't know how to catch a baseball, didn't know how to throw a baseball, didn't know how to hit a baseball, and at the end of the season, if he could do all those things, then I've done my job. Whether we won or lost, it didn't make any difference to me.
Well, whenever I had my first Little League team, we lost 15 out of 18 games. The first 15 games we lost, coach came up to me and said, well, how do you keep the kids' interest losing all these games? I said, well, I don't put the importance on it as much as you would think, because I said, these kids are learning even though they're losing.
Merle Dunlap and his friend David Campalong. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.